Shusavi Mori. Holding my Simon Reishi test, like to go through it by Sif, see what comes out Lalocha. Mori says in Dachan Dalad, we have four people, four cases we have to give Haidos for. We have the Yam, Polk, and the Porius, the case of Chelch and Shapo. You okay? It's not there. Let me call you back. Okay. And the fourth case is Basisurim Shayetzei. That means the way Shukar Sif Aleph has two of the cases, Yod Yam and Basisurim, Sif Zayin is Holchim Deborius, Sif Ches is Chilish and Srapai. The first case is Yod Yam, Sif Aleph. So the first halachah you have to settle off with Claudius is that we see by the case of Yod Yam, you go on a boat and there's a sakona, there are waves and there's winds and tornadoes. What happens if none of that happens? Everything's calm, serene, you go over the ocean, over the sea, and there's no sakona at all. The person of Maisa make a bracha v'agreimol, because you put it in the matzah of sakona, and no, Maisa, end of the day, there was no sakona. So the Meiri brings down the Yesh Mishoimer, the Ben Menorah says it's the sheet of the Ravid. That he holds aloch is dafkin and mochim sakona mamish. The case where it's dangerous. If it's not dangerous, echlami, you go on a boat into the ocean, no problem. However, the Miri goes on further and says, venerally, since this is a mochim that can't have sakono, a gam, Baruch Hu made a well for you, there was no sakono here, a person still makes a bracha v'agreimol. Therefore, the steamers of the paiskim and the bialoch is very clear. He says since all liquids, a gam, nothing happened. Tick to Abom Levarich. It's like a loy plug. You went to Mokhma that could have sakono. It's all to have sakono. A gam no sakono at all. It's not dangerous. A kiyuzes, that's bialocha. A person still makes a bracha. And the bialocha is saying it in the Yodayam, but Pashas, all four cases over here, once Chazal and Masakin, this Indian over here, first the Maisa makes a bracha. The Psalm of Chokhma is a tshuva about this. He brings down a list of Rishonim like this. He says it's Rashi Shita, the Rivas, or Chaim, the Rosh, and others. And we read Paskin. Not like this Raivat Shito, we go like the Bialocha, the steamers are Paiskim. Once you go to the Yam, you come out of the Yam, the Maestri make a bracha. There are those who discuss, maybe today, Bismanazeh, the words of Mishavua says, since it's old for it to happen, a Gamma didn't happen. Let's say today you're going to boat, it's not old to happen. Who said today, even according to the Bialocha standard, maybe it's not Nichon the Get of Sakono, and you know the boat happened. Titanic, over 100 years ago. But today our boats are very sturdy, maybe it's not all to happen. So first of all, she has a yisayin over here that says, what happens if you take away the boat, when you're in the boat? You have sakono. So be'etzin, the boat is protecting you from a matzah of sakono. But he says, the maisa, it does happen. You do hear stories, there are things in the news, it can happen. The things can be dangerous over here. And therefore, the scholars say, even if it's you go on a boat that goes over the ocean or the sea, the maisa will make a bracha v'agreimol. We'll have to get to that. But first, we have a loy plug over here. But we're the matzvah sakon of loy plug. Because I'll never set a case of car, won't happen that way. But today is daf kalab, daf kalab, you have to end the simon. Now, the word is a case of a yam. A yam is either an ocean or a sea. What about a nar? A case of a river, a case of a lake. So the bialocha brings down this question. It points out, lechur nar is not nichel in this category. However, it does depend upon the machlokes in sif zayin, the case of holchei drachim. Over there by Holchei Drachim, Machlokes, the Bnei Ashkenaz versus the Bnei Svard, if any Holchei Drachim, Nichol, the Gedev Sakono, that means according to the Bnei Svard, you go over a large river, or a case of a lake over here, since it is a situation that has a sheer parso, which according to the Bnei Svard means 72 minutes, you would make a bracha, it's Holchei Drachim. But once us, we the Bnei Ashkenaz, who do not go to Holchei Drachim, we hold Dafka Holchei Midvarius, says the Mishnah Berurah, Eichanami, we would not make a bracha on the case of a river, unless it's Mokhmo Shriach. Hezekiah, there's something that has happened, it's Shriach to have a Hezek over here, Eichanami, then a person won't. But otherwise, the only thing we'll make it.
Winds,
what?
Not commercial ones, these small one-seater planes.
We'll didn't get the planes. Planes will be the end of Chabur. After we go through all the clone, we have to put in planes into what this case over here is. Stop going on a boat in the river. That means a boat to the river comes out according to the Nesfard in 72 minutes. According to the Ashkenaz, the Maaseh will not make a bracha upon it. Now, when we're saying going inside the Yam over here, the ocean, the different ways of going through the ocean. You go on a boat, you go on a bridge, you go on a tunnel, and you can fly. So vote, that's because I'll say the Maisi make a bracha. Again, Mishmur says, Le plug. A case of flying, the end of the Chabura. What about you go over a bridge or go inside a tunnel? So, first of all, people go from Manhattan to Brooklyn, back and forth. You go through the Hudson. Now, the Hudson is a Nahr, is a river. That means, according to Bnei Svarad, if you have 72 minutes, if there's massive traffic, you don't move, start clearing. Pasha never happens to be stuck 72 minutes, so you want to, by going over the bridge of the tunnel. The Bnei... Sorry?
Doesn't go by distance?
No, we'll get to the Svarad go, the Halacha is Shir Parso by Zman, and Bnei Ashkenaz go Shir Parso is by Shetach. We go by 2.5 miles bigger, and Svarad go by Halacha Tfilas Derech go by Zman. So them Lishitosa come now to the going over a bridge or a tunnel. I don't care how long the bridge or tunnel Maisa is, as long as not 72 minutes, no problem. Mash Enkein Bnei Ashkenaz, it's going over a Nair, the Hudson, the floor is a Nair. Why is the Hudson a Nair and the Yam Kinneret a Yam? I'm not clear how the Kinneret turned into more danger than the Hudson River. That you have to know in Metzias why that's so. But the Maisa going over the bridge or inside a tunnel is not a problem. The only shell they do have is they tell me there's something called the English Channel, that you take the tunnel from England to France. And then Maisa, it goes and goes and goes. Now the question is, do you make, besides Tfilas HaDerech, L'Chor, yeah, what about the Indian of Agrimel? So they get involved, they said, what is a tunnel? Is a tunnel like a boat? Is it not like a boat? So first, again, for the next Svarad, if the tunnel is 72 minutes, Donald tells me, I think it's 40-50 minutes, right? But if there's no traffic 40-50 minutes, should be no problem. I'll say, okay, Drachim. The question is, Nichol in the getter of going inside the Yam. You could say, what's even in a boat that's inside the Yam? Or in a tunnel that's inside the Yam over here? Maestro Lahuris Nelson says that you say, what's the side of a Yam? The Yam is why there are waves. The winds, the power of wind, that's Pasuk says, the winds and the waves over here. No winds, no waves, you're inside a tunnel. There's no problem over here. So not Nichol the side of a Yam. The words of the Kintar Balacha or Avot and Tshuva, you're on the Abosha, you're better from a dry land that happens to be underneath water. And therefore they want Taina, there's no reason over here to make a bracha because you're not in the Yam. Atzal HaSheni, the Nevetzal and the Mishmur B'Yitzchak Kikara says, but you take away the tunnel, you're in the Yam. So better we are in the Yam. So among the Svarim and the Ger, they discuss the English Channel per se, they seem to be three Mahalchim. It seems to be most Svarim go, the not in the Yam, but on the Yabosha. That's not Nichol the Chazal of Yarmin. The Abi Omer and the Chazan of Adya, they go 72 minutes, so the traffic and climbing, not. Or they go back and forth. You travel within one day, the one time it's all put together. So it's 40 minutes one way, 40 minutes another way, and make a
traffic makes 72
minutes. Yeah, the Abi Omer says traffic makes it. Void, he also says you go both ways. You go back and forth in the same day, and Echlami, you make a bracha. A Gaimel. It's a Halkha Drachim.
If then,
there's no what? No, so it's not a leplug. It's olu to have this. Therefore, gamma did not happen. Then tikkun rabban doesn't say the word leplug. It's a tikkun rabban levarach because olu liquis. It's all for it to happen. The word last line over there. Olu liquis in the tunnels. Olu liquis. You're not going to have powerful winds. You're not going to have waves inside a tunnel. No matter what tunnel you got, that can happen. So it's the chesed olu liquis. Doesn't have these. Has to be first be in the parsha and then leplug. Be not in the parsha that timing. Now the parsha. Let's decide why not to make the bracha. Now the Abi Omer goes with his malach, it's halchei drachim, and back and forth, 72 minutes to make a bracha. Then Mitzal says, no, we take away the toll. Toll is protecting you. You do make a bracha. What do they do with Maisa? They have to find out. You have to ask English people. What? Sorry?
Kriyas
Yamsa. Yes. And that's Yoshua Nisim. It's a kind of mamish. They do ask a question, what right to put yourself in matzah sakana? Maybe we should make a bracha on that. But that's first the case of Yod HaYam. In Yod HaYam, says Mechaber, the klal is kishu olu mimenu. When you come out of the Yam. Now what does it mean to come out of the Yam? Come to the Yavosho? So Mishmur says, let's say a person is on a boat, and he stops off by different ports on the way to his destination. He says, even though you stop off there for a day or two, since you're on your way, it's not nichol the getter of stopping, you do not make a gribble then. The Shah they discuss is what happens if you go, let's say, from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, you got your destination, you're starting for Chasna that night. You came for Levi, you're going back that night.
Do you need COVID? Says okay. That you're not there, Shabbat.
No problem, sorry.
Did they have a chutzah to tell you that you're not necessarily that you need it one day?
This is wrong.
What? Do you want to tell me that you don't have to give me any more tests?
Hi, Zeddy. So, Zeddy? Better? Okay, fine. So, what happens? You reach your destination, but you're leaving within a couple of hours, leaving within a day. Is that what the Mishnah over here means? When he says you did not get your destination, you have to make a bracha. A bracha only at the end of the trip? Or no, you got your destination, and then you make a bracha, and you go back, you make a bracha. So, among the Svarim seem to be three different Malachim. The Rebbe Shlomo Zalman and Chaim, they say if you go back within one day, you're not finished. That's just you stopping off for a chas and levaya, and you're going back. You're not finished. One day. Now, it's not clear when they say one day means that day and that night. That's certainly part of one time. But let's say it's that day and then the next day, within 24 hours. It was Amun who said, Vesopik, Chaim said, no, it's still part of one day. The one malach, one day. Kavachaim says, like the words of Mishmura, 1 or 2 days. Anything until 3 days is part of the same zman. And therefore, the loch is, a person will not make a bracha. Sada Shlishi, but Moshe in Torah Vayro and Chelkei, he says, until 30 days. You come to from Eretzel to Chutzal, it's over 30 days. What's his reason? Because until 30 days, we already have the Mishmur being done, or Shito. Now, within 30 days, it's still one Zman. It's not a new Zman. It's one time, it's one entity over here. So he wants to tell you, until 30 days, that Nichol in will get of one Zman, and therefore you go to America over 2-3 weeks, you come back, you make the Gremel only when you come back. However, the Shura Aaron, in Chelik Beis, he speaks out, Moshe is saying that only when you go to Chutz Laretz, but when you come to Eretz Yisrael, even for a case of one day, that's a case of Kvias. The Chshivas of Eretz Yisrael, a real Tzioni B'lei, like everyone should be over here. That's your Mokum, this is our house, this is your place over here. That about you make a bracha miyad. Moshe says that the loch is 30 days, except when you come to, when you fly from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, they make a bracha miyad, because that is your kvius. That is your place. We are here. Everything else is temporary. This is our mokum. But Moshe.
So let's say one day,
a few days to America, going to America do not make a bracha, it's not less than 30 days. Go to America, it's 30 days, but the Moshe will make the bracha. Now,
it said here that your stop was. So go to Kibbutz Ali or something. That would be enough.
Who there is who's speaking in Dershow? I don't know, but you have to show me what?
Okay,
so you have to show me afterwards, maybe, what he's saying. But as Rav Rubin says, people stop learning Dershow, maybe learn Mishnah Berurah first, then get the Dershow. He said, not. I don't mean you, per se. He has a time in today's society. Only learning Dershow, and Agav is a Mishnah Berurah. He's not too happy with it. He got me as a set of Dershow right by his seat. But
He's not happy.
So the Meister comes out from the gate to the Hogan when you go to a place and you go back again. From Zalman and Chaim go by one day. Chaim goes up to 3 days. The Moshe is a massive Kiddush of up to 30 days, less than 2 hours.
Are they getting to your final destination?
Yeah, they're speaking this out. They're speaking of building upon this Mishmur. It's a Kiddush. That was the question. Yes. That was the building block.
They hold one day. You're talking about a laning day, right?
No, so they're not. They're not mechaled with lady. They're not lady. When you, from the person goes from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, you make a bracha and you come to Eretz Yisrael, even though you're going back a couple days later. That's what Moshe says. Yes. From Chutz Laretz to Afghanistan, you need 3 days, except for now, I don't think so, because I think it's very sakon in Afghanistan. But yes, that would have been that way last week. You're not coming back also, probably, from Afghanistan. Fine. Now, a similar question they discuss is, let's say a person is, let's say he's a sailor on a boat. He's going and traveling, that's a job, but let's say someone's a stewardess. Whatever they call them, thing. So let's say a man's on an airplane, and their job is to go on an airplane, and they go from place to place to place to place, and they go back and forth. The place discuss what exactly is the ending point they make a gomel. So it's about Chochmah and Avozna and the Vadi Yosef, that's true, is about. Pasha is the same idea. is when your that chilek of your trip ends when you get home. I mean, usually when you're traveling around, then you might stop off a day or two in a place, even 3 days, to give you a break over there. Then you're always staying in a hotel until you get back to your house, to your place, where Be'etzim you live. That's all just stopovers. That's nichol niyosayt of the Mishnah Berurah. If we not make a bracha till you get home. Once you get home, you're already in your home over there, then you make a bracha. So when you get home, right? Once you get to your house, that's your place. Now,
it says
a day or two. Right, yoyim or yomayim.
What's kama yom?
I guess it's a day or two.
What?
A day or two.
So 2 days, that's what they're
going to do. Chaim says 3 days. Now, it discusses a person when he goes on the boat and he comes out of the boat, but let's say it's another Masr Sakono, or flying, for example, people fly for surgery. The person flies to go to a place, he flies to America for surgery, you go to some hospital, you make a bracha then, but no, you're still in the matzav. It's a kona, it's actually olu. You got out of your matzav. So then the Shikha asks a question. You look at each one by itself, and you make a bracha. Shulman Zalman says, you thank Hashem for flying. And then there's another name of surgery, of a chayla. But Tashani, it's Liyazah, Liyashav, say, Lemaisa. You're not olu from sakono. You look at sakono beklolius, and if you will not make the bracha until you finish the surgery, and you heal from your surgery. Otherwise, you're not thanking for out of your matzah being chayuvi, klimul chayovim. You're still chayu. You're still the matzah being in danger.
A person can use one nagamah.
I'm not discussing that. Living case is a case of when you're old, when you're out of the matzah of sakana.
The matzah of punishing lapis.
In a lot of cases, they say that, but that's not what they say over here.
The person is sick, can't mention when he flies over the ocean.
That's what Rabbi Yashiv says, but Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Correct. Now, fine, that's the first case of Yod HaYam. The second case is someone who goes to the Beis Yisroel with locked up, and he gets out. Now, first, why is he in the Beis Yisroel? Clear Machlokes, Magen Avraham says he is in the jail for Iskei Nefoshes. Behetim Chai Odom, and Mishmur Be'ikah goes this way, and he quotes the Eli Rabbi, says not the way, and he says, no, Avadi Yisroel is Iskei Nefoshes. Why should the Yisroel be over here? Well, you show up in Nafshe or not, you control yourself or not. The Yisroel is in the Inim Sakono. They have a lot of tzadku, the words of Magarvam. They didn't even tell the sugya of Sakhano. Asad Hasheni, Roi Vachorim did not go like the Mishnah Berurah. They go like the El Rabo, Mabu Sheyontif, the Karban Asanul, the Chidor, the Vayim Mordechai, the Kish Shulchan Aruch, the Chesal Ofen, Mogim Borim, or Chashulcha, Ben Ishchai, Shulchan Tor. Most do not go this way. They want Taina. They said over here, since you do not control yourself, that itself is a Chesorin, a saying Shvach Boidah upon that. You lack the inner being chayovim, and you got out of that. Thank Shvach Vatot HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that reason in and of itself. Now the Mishmur does say, let's say you're on a case of Iskei Momin, but that place itself is dangerous. Echonami is Iskei Nefoshes. Therefore, what does that mean practically? So Shabbat says it's not in the game as man as that. That means in go to Russia and Siberia, for Iskei Momin, that's the cause of Foshes. Someone say maybe if you're in a dangerous jail, if you have a dangerous roommate, but clearly it's most people. Jewish people are usually beside the white crime. Usually the dangers are not, and the jails are not that dangerous. Usually not a problem over there. And then we call the Shibur, you not make a bracha. Beside the Sugya Iskei Momin, these places in Be'etzim are not dangerous over here. Depends upon the danger of the inmates. There are inmates around who are dangerous. They're, those places you get involved is that Nichol Mishabura, Echnami. But the, most times where you are being placed in station, that's not the issue.
Then
it's all cases, Iskei Momin. Any Iskei Momin that you're in jail for.
Doesn't have to be the current question.
No, correct.
Even if he causes himself to go into jail?
We'll get to the different cases.
What he says in the end about Beis HaShoytu, or it's a police station.
We'll look at different cases. Now they discuss different cases. First of all, let's say a person is in jail and they let him out on furlough. That means they let him out to go off a couple of days. For example, a couple of weeks ago, my sister made a vort in the house for her adopted son, and the father was let out of jail for killing 7 Arabs to go to his son's vort. So he's let out of jail. Killed 7 Arabs, but he's let out for a couple of days. Is that now a situation that will make a claim? I'll go
going
back.
What?
He's going back. Right now he's free.
So what's the difference between the
healthy and out? Oh, so come on the place. This is speaking it out. True, you are out of the jail per se, but not out of the matzav of being locked up, of you controlling you. And therefore, the halacha will be, if it's Iskei Momin, it'll be, it's halacha. It's halacha, but that's not freedom over here. Let's say a person ran away from jail. He is free. He escaped over here. What's that? So Chaim wants to tie that you're free. Maisa, numerous from already, the Chidor discussed this question, happened in his days also, Chafalot and others. Don't want to tell you, you're running for your life, you're still not free, you're always terrified they might catch you. And most of the time, they do catch you, and if we're not little getting free of you, the person who should not make a goymel. Now, the case where the Mishmuel is discussing, when a person is in the base Mishmuel, in the holding cell, and they're going to basically charge you what matzav you're under. That means whether the charge is going to fosh is going to Mishmuel, it's going to be called the Cholkim over here. What is the holding cell over here? So Mishmuel wants to tell you that since you're only there for a day or two, it's only processing, Maisa, you do not make a bruch when they let you out. Well, the team says, why? Maisa, you're in a jail, they hold you, you're locked up, why not make a bruch? He wants to argue, he quotes the Bialoch, and says, no, Maisa, do you make a bruch over here? Again, Iskei Mon, you make a bruch, Iskei Nevash, you do. The mother from they seem to argue with this point. The person, if you've ever been arrested, sometimes they take you to a holding cell, and the question is, do you make a grail over here? I've been arrested in their cell, I've been arrested in America, each one for different reasons, different times. So I said, I've been arrested, I was locked up in a jail, until the general of the army came and took me out, a neighbor of mine. Long story. So, but I said, I was in a jail a couple of hours, and they told me to be there a couple of days. Yeah, I didn't tell you the story, no. That's a while ago. Actually, my wife went to the jail, to the general of the army, walked him off. Yes, please get my son out. Yeah, no problem.
What?
This is a long time ago. So, the mice said, do you make a goyim or not? What? Does mommy. Could be my. I don't think I told mommy, but who knows? Fine, so the mice question on that case, if she said you want to make a goyim, according to others, you can argue a point. One mice, you locked off. A similar case, it was sometimes a person is put under, he is arrested, he is in jail, but something called house arrest. Person is house arrest. That means the punishment they're getting is they either put a bracelet around their ankle. In this country, they supposedly trust you, and then they really track your phone, and they try to figure out what you're doing over here. So you're in the house arrest. It's not different than getting of a jail. It's not jail. They can discuss it, say house arrest but clolius. Or house arrest, but clearly, everyone, let's say, is locked up. There's a corona, a year and a half ago, Pesach, everyone's locked up in their house. And the rule is no one leaving, everyone's terrified to leave, and it's over Pesach, and you're all locked up for 10 days. When you get out, you survive your children in your house, your situation over here. Do you make a goyimel? Is that mamsha case? So you tell me it's iske moment. Without some argument, iske nefashis, yeshvotim. But let's say it's not, is that nechle get out of a Pesach tire? Is that a case of a jail? So when you get to house arrest, speaks out Vad Yosef or Birchat Hashem or Shev Kosei is true about the Kalakei. He wants a taino that the fact that you're in your own house, you can make it whatever you want. But God, you can argue that's like a jail, but that's your house. That's your place. That's not in a place that a gam here, they're telling you what to go do. You can argue that every yeshiva or every camp is different together of being locked up over here. They have curfews and have klum over here. He's not in a place where you're locked up. They took you somewhere, not in your own place. A gam Shev Kosei speaks out, but let's say the fact carried. Person was in jail. The way they have in this country, they set up, let's say you're supposed to be in jail for 10 years. So 9 years you're in jail, the last thing they put you into a house arrest and try to make you to integrate with society. So you're under, or you're in that area over there. What's time to then, you will not make a goyim after 9 years, after 10. Because then you're not fully free. Once you were locked up, you're not out, you're fully out. But a house arrest is not nichlan together being locked up. Otherwise, you also made a goyim when you got out by Pesach time a year and a half ago. And I don't think Elam did. I can argue why not.
You're in jail.
Well, sorry?
In jail and a camp. Some jails
have
camps.
Yes, no, that's a jail. That is. Yeah. That's, even though you can say, why is the camp also jail? Pierce get you out. They don't want to get you out. I don't know. It's a good question. Why is camp. And camp jail is a jail, and camp is not a jail? Because there's more. You have more freedom and more control. The government don't really have. The limit also what you have. At least, maybe the outlook that you associated with it is part of the bruch over here.
The BLS is coming from the person.
Well, maybe afterwards. Now, let's say a person, he goes to jail because he wants to go to jail. That means it's known in New York that people, when it comes to winter time, so what can them do? They steal something small, and they wait for the cops to come, to take them away, to take them to jail through the winter, because it's hot food, and it's warm. And then the television, and all the friends are there also. And they enjoy themselves for a couple of months. Now, after a month, they tell you, no, you're free, you can go, because you need some space to get put some other guy. He's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to. Like, you gotta go. I don't want to go. They force you out, so you can go steal something else a day later. You go back in jail again. When they send you out from jail, do you make a goyim? You don't want to go. It's not good for you. So if Zilber Sheen has a tshuva about this, of course, on the Sugil Yair, and he wants a taino, the mice, you cannot make a bracha. It's not toivim. You met him, you don't want. If you go to jail because you want to be in jail, again, the person should not make a bracha. Sifrei is a lacha of the bracha itself. I mean, what is the nusach of the bracha? The Gemara has a girsa, gremel chasadim toivim, the girsa for us. We'll get to that and this in Be'ez Hashem. The girsa that the Rishonim have is a gremel chasadim toivim, the Rambam, the Riff, the Rosh, and that's the Mechav, the place can bring down. Now, the Mishmur does speak out, let's say a person is chayv in two agaymals, two different reasons. Let's say one for flying, one for the chayla. He says, we make one bracha for both of them. We make one bracha for both. Now, when you make the bracha, the Olam answers back, Mish Gemalcha Kol Toiv. Do you answer back, Amen? Mish Gemalcha Kol Toiv? The word of Amen is brought down in Sifdal and Sifay when a person wants to be yoytu with somebody else. But stop. When a person says a bracha, the Shem will listen to it, you say Amen. So they point out, that's missing. No one says the word Amen. Pesach Shorim on the Sefer Shair Ephraim says not brought down. They want Taino Mishka Gamolcha. Those words itself is B'makom Amen, and therefore a person should not say Amen. Where's brought down? Say the end of Amen. Maisa, then it does say Amen. They point out there is Rishonim or Chaschaim and the Kolbei do say it. The Al Rabba does bring it down. The Shair Ephraim himself does say it. Pukazim may the Amen the Bar and Maisa the other does say Amen. Before they say Mishka Gamolcha, that nusach afterwards. Now, on this bracha, what happens if a person puts himself in the matzav of a sakono? He drank poison. He got sick. And he was saved. Do you make a bracha when you put yourself in the matzav of a sakono? Chaim Palachi wants a taina. You're wrong what you did. You're a rasha. But at the end of the day, Kesh Baruch Hu saved you. Make a bracha upon it. Kav Chaim is down that way. Tell you, it's not a shiny, even if the laws are discussing a tshuva, a person who put himself in the matzav of a sakono, it's not money, parnosa. What's Tanya? You did the Isser. It's doing to the Sugya. The person that eats B'mezid, an Isser, Chazer, do you make a bracha? You don't make a bracha over here. And therefore, says the Vadi Yosef, someone makes a bracha, is Baitse Berch, Nietz Hashem. It's disgusting over here. I can go do that over here. It's Negdot Hashem. Therefore, Minchas Yitzchak and Sliyazer and Amsham Zalman, Minchas Yitzchak wants a Tanya, you cannot make a bracha when you're flying. Matzim Sarkana. You put yourself in Matzim Sarkana, I can make a bracha over here.
Me too.
I'm telling you what the Minchas Yitzchak writes in Tshuva, why today we should not make a bracha.
You don't
end up in jail. Others say, well, what are you talking about? The Yisrael, they want to agree by Sakona not to make a bracha. A flying Sakona. Everyone puts something in that matzah over here. Even not welcome of Tzarech upon us. You have a right to go do it. It's accepted thing upon society. People do not look upon Sakona. A gamut's all liquid might make a bracha. We'll get to the reasons why that's so. But that's not what it means Sakona. They argue, is in the airplane, nichol get of sakono. But if it is, you drink poison, Avadi will make a bracha on the taina. That's true over here.
If it is sakono, you need to, and then it's not.
The same idea about jail.
Jail.
Upstanding citizens don't. I'm not talking about the.
So that could be a second stage. You steal, you do an avera, and then a second stage, you put you in jail, and they save you. But for example, they do this cost. Let's say someone was driving on Shabbos, a chiloni, and they got into a massive car accident. And the dangerous thing happened, and he got saved to make a shos nisim, say a gaimel. So there was obviously a bunch of reasons. How can you say a gaimel? How can you? Makam toida. You're a zevach hashoim ta'evel. This mamish thing, thank Hashem, where I saved the matzah of a car accident on Shabbos, I drove us wrong. How can you make a bracha upon that? You can argue the point, the person's in the army, and something nice happened, which has been shah gaimel. Let's see the section of the army that people say is Yog Valyavar. If you're in the Chvedi section or the Sedmi, let's see in the section that people say Nala Gadu, it's also Yogal Yavar. How can you say a Gaimel? How can you say Josh Nisim? You're a Rosho. You're a Rosho.
Barabar, you know where. That's
what they saw. That's the stage afterwards. They get this stealing, jail, being saved. Here is the whole Sakona was that you smash into. Stealing, you know, usually don't get caught. That's what you did it for. Otherwise, right? It says you happen to be not smart enough to get caught. Because also you don't get caught. You're brazen enough to run away, not get caught. No, it gets involved with that question. You discuss that. And Tshuva, why is it different? Why? You want to say one's accepted, one's not accepted, one's you have a right to, one's. Great question. No, he wants a time that the Yam, only walking to Tzarech, and he's going on a boat. Sound for fun, you're not allowed to. Same thing.
So,
for
Tzarech,
for Parnassus, maybe. Maybe. You start clearing. He says maybe we start climbing, which was less kind of a boat, less a kind of, maybe he'd got a boat over an airplane. elective surgery make a gomel? If you have a, if you have no right to do the elective surgery, correct? If you have a right to decide its reason, whatever reason you're doing it for, and do make a gomel. If you're doing something that's wrong, a lot of places can say you cannot make a gomel. It's a, it's making a broch on chazer. You can argue the point. You can say no. Leib Chaim, Chaim Pelagi says no, and they got to say Hashem, thank you for that. Now in this bracha, I had to go say it. So the Magavam is moving down. He's saying from Mokam Amido, even the name of Avarich over here. Where's the source of the case of Amido? Back to the Bach example, because the pasuk says the Moshe is a Kenim. The fact that the Kenim sat, that means everyone else over here stood. Now why? What's the source for it? What's the reason why a person should stand? So they have different, four different reasons why a person should stand with an afkamina based upon it. The Al Rabbah says, Be'etzim, what is the idea of Be'etz HaGoyimel Nichol Ged of Hal? Hal, everyone knows, you stand. That's where we stand. The way how the Na'ashon Cheslalofim say, Benishchai, they want Taino built upon the Rosh, it's Nichol Ged of Karbon Toido. By Karbon Toido, we stand. The Chassam Sofer brings down these two reasons, Toido and Hal. He says, no, the main reason is inside making a bracha in front of 10 people. And therefore, it's to cover that zibur. Therefore, you stand. A fourth reason, in the Chassam Sofer, is that Aruch HaShulchan, you want time to sit at 10 people, the Shekhinah is there. You stand inside the sugya of the Shekhinah. Four different reasons why a person stands. Now, Aruch HaShulchan, the Pesach can say, we stand, the Lashon of Mokavam is Toiv Lamoy. Where can we stand? Agam Bidi Eved. If you sit, you sit at Goimel, says the Mishnah of the Pesach, very clearly, you are Yitzo. Now, over here we're discussing the case of the one making Baruch standing. What about the ones who are listening? Do they stand? Do they sit? Do whatever they want. So everyone knows about Kriyas HaTorah and Yeshiva. Everyone stands by Kriyas HaTorah. Everyone's standing. By the case of your lettuce, usually they come after davening, they make a bracha, and everyone's standing. So the person, can they stand or supposed to sit? So there's a tshuva, the Ben Avram and the Rambam, the son of the Rambam, the example of his father, the Rambam Ksaviyat. And the Rambam says, it says that Moshe is a Kainim. It's a Kainim, and everybody is supposed to be sitting. And therefore, he ends off in tshuva, Loch Lamaisa, you're supposed to sit. Appeal as far as the Bach, Moshe of the Kingdom, you sit. The Chidor brings down, you sit. The Shire Fryim brings down, the Geborim, the Chesalof, the Ben Ishchai, the Marsham, they bring down, we sit. This is Liezer, Sarai Dibliski, Piske Tshuva says, we sit. Maiso.
Maybe only
the Zakanim. They discuss that. They discuss that. But Maiso, the Amam writes, everyone sits over here. So first of all, the Abnezer says, when it says Moshe of the Kingdom, Moshe does not mean sitting, Moshe means Bekfias. Kriyas Alav. Avnezer says we don't sit. So Avnezer, who says we do not have to sit? It's very simple. It's not the Mechaber, it's not the Ramah, it's not the Taz, it's not the Mogavram, not the Pirim Godom, not the Chayodom, not the Graz, not the Kitchen, not the Archa Shukha, not the Mishnebura. So I know Lama Lakhtam like bringing down the list of people who say, yes, we sit, but the ones who say not to sit, everyone who's not bringing down, no one on the page brings it down. And you want a good raya? Put Chazi, my dam in the bar, go to every single Yeshiva. Get Eliyah, and everyone's standing over there. And then Maisa, Leilam is not to sit, they seem to understand. The sit over here is that you have a right to sit, maybe. Or the kfias over here. But we don't see that the fact that the shem over here have to sit. However, in a case where the shemim over here are being geitza with the one who's making the bracha, then Avada, Shmek Oino, says, whoever it's fine, then you have to stand. Avada, you have to stand. Now, the gate to this idea of standing and sitting, again, we have four different reasons. The building upon the reason they discuss, can you make a gomel at night? There's a lot of hakla raid. Some say even Chuba's marach about this. Can you make a gomel at night? He says, let's go through this forest. If it's carbon toido, carbon is during the day. If it's halal, it's during the day. Then he gets involved with why Lal say it's at night for. He has to answer that. If you sit. What? Oh, so you don't know. He says it's a mark of a carbon. So he says this. His main reason, he says, that's the minig. A person in Maisa should not say this bracha about Gomel during the night, only in the case at during the day. And therefore, this some cipher, the Maisa is brought down again by the different Paiskim, Kavach Chaim, Pesach Advir, Ben Ashchai, it's Eliezer, Piskechuva. They bring down the Maisa, the person at Chilo should not make a Gomel at night. Again, who over here is Michael? Speaks out of this Eliezer. It's not brought down, but it's a Paiskim, which is again who? Chabur, Amor, Taz, Magavram, Pirugodim, Mishnevua, Hayodom, Kitzer, the Archa Shulchan, Graz, they don't bring it down. Even Lachat, it does not say anywhere as far as I know on the page that you should not do it at night. Even Lachat Chilah sounds like you make a bracha at night. However, they speak out, what's the Nafkamino? once the Anahogi is be'ikur to say agoimol by kriyas haTorah. So where's it negatu? It's only negatu two times. One is they speak out negatu noshim. See, a lot of times they come down from Maariv, at least I have a minion in my building, and they come down from Maariv, and they want to say agoimol, is it easy to tell them to push off? So over the years, I try to tell them people, Tamil Chacham and Paiskim, and Maisa, why do it at night? Wait till tomorrow. And everyone tells me the same thing, that's not the minig. Maisa seen this form. Chaimno, Tzitzliyaz, it says, Diki Soy Mitzal Minik Shmoy, and by Noshim, there is no such minig, and women like Hatchila can do it at night. A second time, it's the Geya, start clearing, Simchas Torah at night. So I'm saying the Shuvah discusses, what's the Locha Simchas Torah at night? In the place that's Kriyas HaTorah. Like Gam, this one would say, where the Sam Sefer was, he did not have Kriyas HaTorah in his where he lived. But Maisa, he discusses this, and it's not clear when he comes down over there, he could do it Simchas Torah at night by Kriyas HaTorah.
Why not in the case where you're not going to have 10?
No, Avad, this is an
opportunity where you have 10.
Oh, if it is a question, what's better, night or 10? Pasha's 10 is better, because that's what it says in the page of Menorah, and night of Maisa is not going down at all.
Night, you have 10.
Right. So Pasha's 10 will override night. Night is, if you learn the page, it's not here. If you learn Dirshu, it might be there. I don't think Dirshu's bought the page.
It's on the page.
Yeah. Okay, and the new Shulchan is there. Now, next thing over here, Sef Gimel, is the idea of, to make a bracha in front of how many people. Sef Gimel is very clear that we have three different shitas. Abai says, Mitzah the Suga of Bekal, therefore it's a case of 10. Kamlung Marzutra says, Moshe of the Kainim. Therefore, the case of also two Rabbanim, that means 8 plus 2. Someone who asking, wants to know why is it 8 plus 2? It's much as the Canaan, it should be 10 plus 2. Kahal plus the case of the Canaan. Someone says, kosher. So the shadow is what the Maskon is. So Taisus, the Gersel of Fenenu, is a little bit hard to read. He says, Sophic to be Machmer. Therefore, what we're supposed to do is 8 plus 2. Correct the Ilam. So Sophic, Rachs Lahokal. Therefore, something machmer should be 10 plus 2. Therefore, speaks out the Bialocho, Echlami Taisus Ben Kitzel, Lukin Taisus Ben Yehuda, and Be'ekir, his maskon is 10 plus 2. But that's Taisus. Maiso, the way how the Riff and the Ramam, they plaskin 8 plus 2. The Mechaba is very clear, he passed 8 plus 2, he's not bring down the sheet of 10 plus 2, they go 8 plus 2. And therefore, it's brought down the Chachila that way by the Graz, the Chayodom, the Kitzel, they paskin 8 plus 2. Oid says the Mishnah, let's say you do not even have ten, do not have Rabbanon. Also, the Mechaba says, no problem, 10. Straight up 10. Graz, Chaudim, Kitzer, they all pass in case of 10. That means it sounds like the halacha is that we do 8 plus 2. And if you do not have the Rabbanon, we do a case of 10. Now, when you count, we'll get to that, Linander. Now, Negetu, when you say the case of 10, who is part of 10? Do we mistar if the one who's making the bracha or not? So Kiveger over here on Sef Gimel Bigzan or Ranach Tshuva that wants a Taino, it's a Mavorach plus another 10 people. Plus another 10. We're down by the Chayodim Lalok Maison and the Kitz and Eliyahu Shar Ephraim, it's 10 plus him, the Mavorach. Atzal Sheni, the Mishmua says, true, the Achrenim went like a Kiveger. However, there is a Lach Ketanis, the Chidor disagrees. It said the Mishmua being in numerous riots. One is the whole Makor for Tanis Kahal. Kahal we know also by Beis Chassanim. The case over there is also 10. And there we count the chosim part of the minion. Void. Shulchan Aruch says we do it by Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, we have 10 people. Shulchan Aruch is not mechalik, whether it's mimim and tsumtum, not mimim and tsumtum. And if he wants to tie them inside the steamers and place him, loch is not to say like a kivagar, and we argue and starve with this 10, also the Mavarach will be here. However, it speaks out the Orlet scene. In the situation we are doing 8 plus 2 or 10 plus 2, there are bottom over here, less than one making the bracha. Is a choshev person? Is your rabbanon? Do you count him? That says no. It says the moishev is the kingdom. Is the kingdom that be sitting in front of you? Sounds like the kingdom is not part of it. I mean, even though the mishpura says he's part of the ten, he wants ten, but he's not part of the kingdom.
To try to get another fafa.
Yeah. Now, this halacha again, we have to hear it by 10 people. The person can say kol ra, make sure everyone hears it. Don't say it very quietly over here. And if you do not have a case of 10. So then we have machlokes, are yoitz and not. The Torah is very clear. The word of the Gemara is tsarech. Therefore, 10 is not ma'akiv. And therefore, it can be even less than 10. The raw one this way. At Sanashani, the Ben Yoina says, no, the 10 is a case that's ma'akiv. Locha maiso, mechaber has two shitas. Therefore, he said, to be last, the vorach, blishem, and malthus over here. Hagam the bach pass like the Torah, to the echnami, you are yoitz. At Sanashani, the Taz is very clear, not like the Torah. It says, not yoitz, you use over here. So maiso, there's a lot of rain over here. What the machlokes, what the yisoid over here is, the belocha gets involved. Sounds like the chachilah should not get involved in this matzah over here. The geta usually is not in the geta. We always have 10 people to make a brocha, and not make a brocha when it's less than 10. Now, what? Sounds like the Nivra Ram. Yeah. Sounds like the any those in the Nivra Ram. Yeah. Davening itself, yeah, also more people is better. You declare mini kvua versus Ram before you mini kvua, I think should win out. Now, we're taking away a case of either 10 plus 2 or 8 plus 2 over here. It has to be a case of Rabbonim. What is Rabbonim? So it's very simple, says the Magen Avraham Mishmaror, Tana Hilchasa. Okay. Now, what's Tana Hilchasa? What does it mean, Hilchasa? It means a loch kabura. You learn distribution with sectors. Ekonami not literally get a Rabbonim. So the way the Prima Donna says on the words on Hilchasa, he says, Shreinim halachas taimei mishnah. Which means, you learn Gemara. And therefore, Sharmik says, anyone who learns Gemara is nifl negeder of Rabbanon. Sounds like anyone who does Daf Yomi is nifl negeder of Rabbanon. And therefore, you could ask the question, why is Olam not being makbid if you went after two Rabbanon? Because anyone who learns Gemara is nifl negeder of Rabbanon. Atzadah Shani Machta Shekel says, what is that? Someone's Roy Lahiris. Reb Chaim brings down someone's roi lahoris, someone's roi to paskin, which I want to get involved with what that exactly means, and you can everyone decide who that means, or what that, how you define that. But that's a great question. There could be love in Yonim, there's no one there that everyone could agree upon that roi lahoris, and therefore why is it not, why are people not makbid to go after two rabbanim? So first, practically again, the Olam did not seem to run for two rabbanim. But you could say, number one, first you have a prima donna over here that says it means anyone who learns Gemara. So we have it all the time. For all you, the idea of Rabbanon is very clear, it's not ma'akir. You don't have Rabbanon, Be'alocha is, we paskin, 10 mice is enough. Now, that the Be'alocha brings down that according to the Gears of the Rift, the Gears of the Bach, that even we pass like a Bayi L'chadchilo. Even L'chadchilo with Rabbanon, mice a person can't make a bracha of 10, that's we paskin like a Bayi and not like the two other Morim afterwards. It could be that's why we're not seeing to worry about Sidin, or you get involved with Tzadasugil, or maybe Mavayish people are saying he's not really Lahiris. Or Ben Mechaber or Nas Tavarim. So I think we're putting that aside. Neither with Semich upon Tens Lachatilo, or maybe it's the Chaget of Gemara, not to get involved with your Chumra, maybe they the Bayah of Ben Mechaber. Now, the Mechabah here brings down the Sef Gimel that the Minik is to say by Kriyasa Torah. Do you need to get an Aliyah to say Hagimel? So there's a Via Loch and Semikuf Laman Vav. It brings down a Shara Ephraim, Shara Ephraim. Over there it says the halacha is that if no one else has any chiyuv, you should get an aliyah. You're making a bracha, you should get an aliyah. He says, however, if any other chiyuv, you do not knock away any other chiyuv. They go first. Otherwise, you should. Sim kuf lama vav sif aleph. What? Biar halacha. Chavetz Chaim brings it down. Yesh lekroisa koydim lacherim. You should get an aliyah before anybody else. Not just hakbo galila, but some people think you should get an aliyah. You could argue the point that Galila is as if you get all the Aliyahs together, so maybe, but I don't think that's what it means. I think it means to get the Aliyah Mamish.
Maybe nowadays
they
have a chiv to go and buy the
Aliyahs
in the
Shtibula.
Chiv?
No, chiv.
Yeah,
no.
No, why not?
Maybe you, but no. Now, they do discuss, let's say Monday and Thursday, when a person gets the Aliyah, he's Yisrael, he gets Shlishi over there. He makes the last bracha after Kriyas HaTorah. Does he say Kaddish and then a Gemel? Or it's a Gemel and then Kaddish? There's a Eish L'Avram over here, Madur Tanyono, Mansef Gimel, discusses this question. I'm not clear exactly what he came out in Maskono. Mice I see this from seem to argue this point. Those who bring down the Yerach Yaakov, the Bidam Yashuv, Toridos HaChayim, Matayna Avadis after Kaddish. Kaddish is the Chiyim inside the Kriyas HaTorah. Tana Shadim Shad Bliski says part of your Aliyah. Shav Kossi Pesketshuva says what you're doing over here. Why you got the Aliyah for? You said before the Kaddish. Not clear what the Machlokes is. And if you look around, nah, Pashtay, everyone does whatever the Gabi tells them to go do. Well, it's not clear if it's before Kaddish or afterwards. Now, if you do not get an Aliyah, let's say because there was a Chiv there for Shlishi, then everyone agrees to do it after Kaddish. Why do you not do it before the case of Kaddish?
You don't do it after your Aliyah?
You do it after your Aliyah. The question before Kaddish, after Kaddish.
Shabbos.
Shabbos again. Let's get you and Shishi, right? So after Shishi, after Aliyah, you say it. They do say by you. We might get after. So then they say Echlami. You do not do after the after. You do after after.
The bar is
year 13. I lost you.
say it before.
That's a great, it's a great question. Like, great try. You do? You do? He says
unless,
no.
I was going, unless he got mad, I'd say unless he got mad.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. He says say Kaddish first.
It's a lot of us fucking get.
Yeah, no, Shlishi. No, Mach is not the
gear. Anyways, I'm saying, but if you get a plane,
I don't know. It should be the same. It should be a similar question.
I said Russian or Chinese. Other than Kaddish, I guess. It was valid before
Kaddish. Okay. Now, Sifta Ala is the Locha,
built upon.
Sorry?
Mishbeh
after Kaddish? Of course, after Kaddish. Yeah, that everyone does. That's partial. Now, the Sifta Ala is built upon a story that's brought in the Gemara after the Dalad, that Yehuda, he was sick, he got healthy. Then he came along the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon from Baghdad and made a bracha, that you turned to us and you're not given over to the offer. Interesting bracha over here. Give me a shvach ladon, you turned to us, you're not given over to the offer. So come along with Yehuda and he says, now you pass me from a goymel with two tznoyim. Number one, there were 10 people there. And number two, I said the case of Amin. Two tznoyim over here. Now first, why do you have to say the case of Amin? We know the klal shmek, oh, you know, Amin is not ma'akim the bracha. So the Mishmur and the Bialoch have examined three different reasons why that's so. They bring down the Torah according to Rosh. Either mitzad, the person who said the shvach utila on Rabbi Yehuda, he's not mechuyev upon it. Therefore you have to say the case of Amin. The second reason being down for the Shidduch Kibetes is the one who said it was not being miscounted to be Yotzi you. And still Yotzi you in the case of Amen. And third reason to get involved in time of Kiveger, the Nusach that's saying is not negated to you, it's a Ruach Nusach. Since it's a Ruach Nusach, therefore you have to say a case of Amen. Fine, so that's why specifically in this situation you say Amen. And the shadow here is the Gemara's case is when their Talmidim sit over on the Rebbe Rebbe Yehuda. Is this a Locha Negeir Dafka to Rebbe? Or who are then any Oyevoi? Anyone in Mesamchoi that he came back, welcome to Sakona, you can make a bracha. So the Mos is very clear, it's reported that way. His words are, Toivas Chaveris Mechboi. Means any Chavel Meister he can, no problem. Like I'm reading Beis Yosef, he says, anyone who does this, Gurren Boy, yell and scream upon him. La Locha, the Bach, the Magarum, they pass him like the Dark Moshe, the Ramah, any person that's your friend, you can make a bracha for them, or Chashulchan. Asad Sheni, the Bialocha, he says, look at Eli Rabbah, all his common, and they point out, you have no klerayah, maybe it's dafka rabbi or dafka your father. The aloch is negated she'os nisim. Those people, you can say the same thing over here, negate their gaimel. But those in she'os nisim that you cannot do one for another, who didn't negate the sugya of a gaimel. And therefore, it brings down when I wrote in Sefkot in Yud Zayin that there are nogim ksas and noshim, but the wives give birth to make a bracha of a gaimel for the wife. It comes out in Sefkot in Yud Ches, once I paskin. Like it said in She'os Nisim, that a husband cannot make a bracha for his wife or vice versa, do not say a klal of Ishtar Gufay. He also says, the Mishavu, you cannot say a gaimel for your wife. That means that Ksas Noigim, on the calling like the Ramah, the Magarvam, Mashenke, Mishavu is saying, do not do this. That means, that, again, I see Swamis Manen who say, the husband should make a gaimel wife gives birth. That's connected to Mishavu. Again, are those are for Shulchan. Magarvam. They should not do right. You should against the Mishavu. Don't do that. Right, Mishavu says, don't. He's doing it. Aruch HaShulchan. Again, depends how you pass it. That's against the Mishnah Berurah. That means people call it Mishavu Sekhoni Zayin. There's one more. Sekhoni Nechel says, don't do it. Now, Siftal is a case where a person is making a bracha upon his friend, and his friend being Yotzer, you being Yotzer, Mitzahat Talmidim. Sifhei is a similar case, but for care, you make a bracha upon myself, because let's say I'm the one who is Sekhono, or is a Chel and Srapo, and you are being Yotzer, you also Chel, that was a Sekhono and a Srapo. So over there, first of all, the loch is, I can be mitzi my friends, no problem. Very clear. I have kavanah for you, he has kavanah for me. And not only that, the loch is, you do not have to say omein. Omein is nam akim. That means, if dalit, where there's no chiv upon mavarch, you have to say omein. Mashenk and sif hey, with the chiv upon mavarch, then the person does not have to say omein, the one who is a shemei over here. The idea is from Chaim Knievsky, that is it a correct thing that, let's say, 10 people want to say a gaimel, one person say for all of them. And say, I'm Hadis Melech. Or if I care, you shouldn't do that. Each one should make their own bracha. See, it's better for every person to make their own bracha. They ask them why. It says, appear some of this. Everyone should say their own thank you. When one person says a thank you for the group, it's less of a thank you. It's less of a peer some over here. And therefore, everyone should myself make their own bracha. Hagam, let's say if mitzad, you're being machmer mitzad, maybe it's bracha latol, mitzad flying. Abadi, it's somebody else. There are certain yeshivas I know. When they come back and they have to line up 100 people give out the shadow of maybe Bittel Taro, Tirch Litzimer, Ulay Echlam is a Makar, why it should not be that way.
Does the Mishim always go on?
Yeah, you have to say Beloshin Rab. You have to say, if you're saying two people, the guy says, oh man, you have to switch those stuff, the place can say Beloshin Rab. You should go Malchem. Malchem. No. He doesn't answer. The Shemaya does not say anything. And the people who he says Amen and that's it. No, he says Amen and stops.
I'm being
made to you. I say bracha, you say Amen, and everyone else says Mishkan Malchem. So
why should you move Rosh
Hashanah?
You've been trying to
be made to me. I can show you who says it. I think I'm Chaim Neis. I said no. Now there's a question over here. Let's say I have one Neis happened to me, or one thing has to give Shrach by Doa, and you have a different one. I let's say I'm a Yodayam, your kids are close to the Serapo. So Kiviag over here on Sefei, basically he has three options. He says maybe your Yoytze even at Amein, maybe Yoytze only with the case Amein, maybe not Yoytze at all. And the end of a simple, Sophic, calling a Sefer Erem Gedolim, not that clear. Hashem brings down that way. It's not that clear what you're going to do with two different types. The question really is, this is a bracha klolius, one is specific shrach vado, and again, there's a lot of debate about it, but it sounds like the Oedim should not make a bracha one for another. It's how the Sophic should avoid the Kiveg and not know what to go do with it.
Why is there no Chiyuv here for 10?
What?
Why is there no Chiyuv here for 10?
I can't hear.
Why is there no Chiyuv here for 10? Shmur said, Chathiyo, you don't even need...
But maybe if you ask me what it says, we'll do afterwards. Now, the halacha is the gate. There's man abiyach zagoymel. There's two times the chadchila in the case of b'diavad. The chadchila is very clear. The mechaba says you do within 3 days. The price can be down. The chadchila within 3 days. All the price can. The shal is how far I take that yisoid. The way it's brought down, the mishmua magavram, the kesek deila. That means let's say a person lands Monday afternoon. Kriyas haTorah is only on Thursday. A person should not wait for Thursday Kriyas haTorah. It's not a case of 72 hours, it's a case of 3 days, 3 Jewish days. Therefore, we should make the agreement, get 10 people together, and do it on Wednesday. We'll do it on Tuesday. What? If you can't, you can't. Yeah, you have to wait. So we want us to do it on Zoom. If Shakti gets involved, why can you do it on Zoom? If that's what you mean.
How long can you wait?
Oh, so we'll get to that. So again, we're talking about a case of Lechatchila first. Lechatchila, you can get 10 people within 3 days, do it right away. If Shakti says, yeah. Because he wants to get involved as a peer suman, as suman nisa, not the love of
Shabdusha. But they shouldn't answer me.
Is that Amen, maybe?
The
first show. See. No. Now, so first, the gate coming Monday afternoon and waiting till Thursday, again, the Sforum say, where the kids, the Chayodim, the Graz, they paskin Mishmua not to wait. However, Kidua Piskei Tshuva says, Minig HaPoshet, Chayim said, the Maestro is not the Minig. Maisa, we wait till Thursday. Shtumach and Shuvi is not sure why that's so. But Maisa, the Alhamdi is not like the Mishwa, come each one why that's so. Now, it's very clear the Mishwa says, let's say you will not have 10. That means, let's say you want to be Machu the Mishwa and do it on Wednesday and Tuesday, you won't have 10. Then the Mishwa sends you when he quotes the Ra'ah earlier. The Ra'ah says over there, you wait 30 days. And Avada means do not do less than 10 if you can do it within 3 days. Avada, you wait up to 30 days. Yeah, we do 10. Yes. Now, yes. Now, b'di'evet, again, l'chadchila, we do within 3, and l'chadchila will do within 30 when you don't have 10. That's for the level of l'chadchila. B'di'evet, let's say a person missed the zman. So how much time do you have? So the Behetim wants to bring down the Teres HaKein, we have 5 days. Most of the words of the Torah, the Mechaber, is kol zman shiyetza. Whatever you want. It sounds like it's forever. Chayodom, the kitzer, it's whatever you want. So you can ask a question. Let's say you learn the sugya now. You find out when you have general anesthesia, but as if you should have meragoimel. And this happened to you, let's say it happened to me 30 years ago, and it happened to me again 20 years ago, and it happened to me a bunch of times. So my sense, now you learn the sugya, so you should make a case of agoimel over here. Because it says, kolj man shiyetza. So it sounds like this, the malachim, the swarming down, that sounds like there is a gvul, there is an ending point. The words of the Aruch HaShulchan says, when you forgot about the Indian already, or the words of the Achren was, you're not Margaret that soul anymore. You can't say Agoimel anymore. That means, by the Mekur and Harnov, Kilos Pnei Torah, when I spoke to Mamash year later, he still sat over with Pacha and with Simchon, with fear in his eyes, he still had that Argosho of that say Agoimel. Now it's 7 years later, I didn't speak to him, I actually spoke to him a month ago, but I didn't speak to him about this. Question, if you would still have that same feeling, same Argosho sensitivity, Echlam, you can. But Ayesh Shmuel Goldstein, he told me no, he doesn't. I mean, he had an axe in his head. He told me he senses nothing. So I come, you don't have that grosha left you, Eli. So fine, you could argue the point. That's really, that's out of the parasha. Kol man shiyir, so when you have, it's still living by you. It's still by you. Still senses, still feel it. Otherwise, it's really, it's not a grosha. You can argue shtakim, but Rosh Hashanah says the place can want to be down. That's out of the parasha. The mean of Yashiv, and the Scheinberg, and so the Shani this way. No, that's his man. This is man.
So then what's
then, there's after days is out of this man. I still have a gosh, so sense it.
30 days.
Yeah, that's Mishnah Berurah said. 30 days, that's his man. That's one time. You know, Shloshim Yom B'Chariyah, that's his man.
A person made a gun since then on something else. Is there reason to say they shouldn't make another gun?
Yeah, why not? What about you? No, come on.
It doesn't work together.
Now, Siv Zayin is really the third case, the case of Holcha Midbar, going to the Midbar. And building upon that, the extension of Holcha Yidrochim. So first, Holcha Midbar is going to the Midbar. That means people go to Yam Melech and they pass by the Midbar Yehuda. So every time you go to Yam Melech, do you make Hagaymel? Every time you go to Sahara Desert, every time you travel in Nevada, any desert you travel through, do the person of Maisa make a bracha? So it sounds like it's not that clear. What? So that's a shiloh. So first of all, again, just... that's the question over here. That means, first, few from I found over here, B'chaim Noh, says of Shulchan, he discusses it, again, going through a desert on a train. He wants to tie it on a train. It's not all, not listed ways. You don't have any chayas, not no listim, nothing can happen over here. No sakono. He says, traveling through a desert, that's no problem. It's not all licorice, nothing all to happen. So you don't have a light plug, nothing's happening. Of course, you extend it from a train to a car. Because if you travel through a desert, if these, let's say real desert, a Sahara desert, a couple of hours. There are maybe listed, there are people around who are out to get you. You hear stories, they tell you not to travel alone, travel with other people around. So maybe a car is different. Maybe Midbar Yehuda can say maybe it's much less. Depends where you're traveling. Truth is, every time you go on a hike, every time you do Darjo, come back, make a Goymel. All these hikes that all these Shiva guys do, Ben Azman, they come back, make a Goymel. Tell me it's not all licorice. I'll tell you story after story that everyone hears every year or two. I think it'll happen on the desert. You say, because they went on the wrong path, they did the wrong thing over here. No, it's Midbar. Without that. All licorice and light plug. Once it's all licorice, so first.
Someone who does yam yam in his mind is putting himself in that situation.
What?
No,
so again, just like you have a right to go on a yam, we don't assume it's going to happen, but it's all licorice. Again, you have a right to go on a boat for whatever reason, you have a right to fly for whatever reason. It's not like sakona that it's good chance, but it's something that can't happen. Like, nothing happened over here. So again, let's make it in the categories. First, the case just traveling through. In the case, I think we just traveling to get to Yam Melech, to the Pesach Teshuvah, that's not a problem. Let's take Mechaim Noh, let's take it in the case of a car, the same message. He took a Pesach Teshuvah to every desert that he's traveling through. Yesh lo why that's so. Shai Blitzky says, no, the Maisa Chazal say, a Midbar is a Midbar. Even Mizmanza, even traveling through, the Maisa should make a bracha. How can he ask you this question in two different forms, called two different ways? So I'm not clear. It's come off the same case. You can argue, maybe make a click in the question I was asked over here. It sounds like he's calling him two different ways. It sounds that way. Now, that's again, traveling through. Going these hikes, we never have a clear answer for that. Right, you never clear reason.
That's how
I
feel. That's what Midbar.
Fuck, people do Darja, right? There are people, his brother, fell 40 feet on a cliff and an airplane had come, a helicopter came to take him out. And Baruch Hashem, they say he broke his tooth over there, was able to drink through a straw over there. That's why he was able to die. And that's why I remember Yeshiva came back. But fun. Why did he fall off? You have to ask him what happened over there. He fell off a cliff in Darja. So, every time we hear stories about it, so why we come back from these hikes and the Bach not making a goyim? Good try. But building upon that, we have now the sugya of Holchei Drachim. What is Holchei Drachim? So the Machlek Shavir of Bnei Svar versus Bnei Ashkenaz is that an extension of a Holchei Midbarius? The Gemara of the Midbar, is that just an example and means any Holchei Drachim? Just like a Midbar is Mokhm Sakono, here also a Holchei Drachim is a Mokhm Sakono. And therefore, you have to make a bracha. And therefore, the Nesvarim say every Holchei Drachim, the travel that you make tefillas aderech. Anytime you make tefillas aderech, you have to make a goymel. You got whatever klal you have. That means if you travel somewhere and you make a goymel, you make a tefillas aderech, you make a goymel. However, you have to realize that Nesvarim, the Shittasai, they hold by a goymel, we mentioned beforehand, is Shia Parsa the Sugya. Machlik said Zman or Shetach. Meisvah Paskin, it's Zman, 72 minutes. That means they go to Beit Shemesh, you have 2.5 miles over there, empty space, they will not make a bracha. It's Zman, no 72 minutes between here and Beit Shemesh. Mashenke, they Ashkenaz, they go by Shetach, 2.5 miles. Kilometers, that's what, 4 kilometers, Barak? Around that. So then they would, Echlami, they would have to make a bracha Gimel, but they Paskin over here. The idea of Holchim and Boris is Davko. Holchim and Joachim is not Nichol in this category over here, and they would not make a bracha. So it comes out, Negeir to Holchim and Joachim. What?
Traffic makes enough
Camino. Yeah. Yeah, B.I.M. speaks out, the traffic counts to the 2 minutes. That means it comes out when you're in Holchim and Joachim, the Bnei Sfan say make a bracha of a Gimel with 72 minutes. And the Ashkenaz say, Holchim and Joachim, if it's not Sakono, speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, but let's say in Holchim and Joachim, Echanami, listim came, Gnovim came, Yomachim Sakana, something happened over here. He says, Mishmua, then Mamarasha, according to Mechaber, the Vladi, you make a bracha, according to Meisvad, the Ashkenaz also make a bracha. Bitzad, Sakana, that's again Siftas over here. But comes out, the idea of Holchim and Joachim is not like a fifth category. According to Meisvad, it's an extension of Holchim and Berius over here. The fourth case, they pass it back and forth. Because all one destination, and the Mitzvah this man. That means they hold, you go 40 minutes one way, 4 minutes another way. That's why by tunnel, they tell you from England back and forth to make a bracha. A gravel. It's still there. Als this to go, not Als Yam, they're making a bracha, it's on Holchim and Boris, Holchim and Rochim. The fourth case in the Sugya is the idea of someone who's a Chilish and a Strapo. What that exactly means, the Torah brings down three different sheets, the Beis Yosef. The Beni Yosef says it means someone who's Neifel Mishkov, someone who's a Chilish and Beis Akonov. According to Rabbi, they meet someone who has a makash of chalal, chalal sheish by sakono, and the Torah brings down the Rambam shita means any chalal, any mechish ba'almo. The halacha is clear on the page. There seem to be only two shitas over here. The Mechaber brings down the halacha is any chalal sheish by sakono, and the Bach passed in this way. We're talking about the Magar Avram. The Aliyah passed in this way. Magar Gevurim. The Mishmua sounds like he also went this way. The get over here is dafka someone's a chalal, even a chalal sheish by sakono. Now, what is a chalal sheish by sakono? You learn Shabbos, Simon Shinuchav Ches, Sif Yud Zayin, means anyone who needs bed rest, anyone whose body is weak, basically anyone who can take medicine on Shabbos is a person who should say a Gaimel. That means you took medicine on Shabbos, and they start saying, my speaking Gaimel, that's the case of Chilish Ein Beis Akono. Asad HaShayni, the Ramah is very clear, Lashayish Oymim, Vechein, Noigim, Ba'ashkenaz, Dafka, Shiyish Beis Akono. The Vush goes this way, and our Choshulchan says, that's the Minig, like the Ramah. So we have Mishmul and the Our Chashulchan seem to argue clearly what to go do, and seems to me that Bnei Ashkenaz is the Maestro that we follow the Ramah. We follow our Chashulchan, the only Makom Sakono, Sheish by Sakono. I got from Bnei Sfad, they go not the way, they're very clear. They say the Loch is anytime you are a Chilish Ein by Sakono, the person will make Hagaymel. Now I go through just certain cases they speak out. One case in this course, the person when he has, let's say, anesthetics, he has anesthesia. Now there are two different types. There's one when you go, you have a toothache. You go to the doctor and he wants to work on your tooth. He does it locally. When he puts and knocks out part of your face or part of your mouth over here, local, then a bad is in the place, hardama, in that situation, a bad did not make a gaimel. Not sakonov. Mashenkin, when you have to have surgery and the neck knock you out generally, the best right is a sakono, they give you a form to fill, the sign. And you read those words over there, disclaimer, we kill you, we're not archaic. So the fact they give you a disclaimer that I want to kill you with not a choy, that shows you the Mokhba Sakon over here. Scary words. That's why I think it's in Hebrew, all Americans don't know what it says over there. Well, Maisa, this Indian we point out Sakon, and therefore the Ashram, the Chodeshon, the Nantzal says, they put you out, the Maisa, you wake up a couple hours later, or a day or two later, whatever it is they did, Maisa, you have to make a Mokhba Gremel over here. So Mokhba Sakon, I'll fill that person this rapper.
Once you get home, though.
Another colonoscopy, they give you a general? I don't think they give you a... No, they don't give you a general. Well, unless you're special. I didn't say that you're special, but I don't think you're that special. But now, a... They do?
Okay.
Another case is caused, someone my mishpacha, they donated the kidney. So you can eat. You make a broch over there. So again, that choose about... Whether Vadi Yosef or Berkat Hashem or Lachabrua, they have Vada Mokhbisakono. You help the person out, you have the right to go do it. you make a bracha. Again, the Tzliyazah has a tshuva, and he says, the Chalak Yod, we donate a kidney not to make a bracha. So the Gilion that went around, the Oymek Abshat, discussed this. They gave the idea of Goymel, they gave to cases of Sakona by Miron, and by other cases. He wants a time that Tzliyazah discussing only his days that they had no right to donate your kidney to Lashitosai. Play the doctor say Mizmanazer is not a Mokum Sakona. You have a right to donate your kidney, that everyone agrees when you have a surgery to donate your kidney, about you make a bracha Goymel. Now, negate to a corona. Do you make a goyim when you get out of the matzah of corona? So, the first thing I point out, when a person gets sick, there are four different ways of getting sick. There's a case of koach nefesh, you're on a machine in the hospital, and people are staying away from you because you're contagious, and it's very dangerous. Koach nefesh mamish. There's a stage over here that you're matzah beinoni, that you're in bed, you're sick, you have fever, a couple of days, you're knocked out. The third case over here, your matzah kal, everything is fine, just you can't smell, you can't, you know the smell and the taste. And then there's a fourth level where you just test the positive, on the assumption that it worked, that the test really was true. Those are four different levels that the swamis try to bring down. What you can do to get to corona. So first, if you have a koch nevis mamish, I know certain people told me they personally were and they come out, they made a gavel. That's poshut. You mamish in a machine, I wasn't a koch nevis. I was B'koch Nefesh. I was no machines. I was in the hospital. I was in my room, locked up. I was away from my children. That was safer. But on the second level, I think what you're referring to is a case of a Chiddush Ein by Sakana. People have high fever, 38. People are in bed. They're knocked out for a week, 2 weeks, a couple of days, whatever this man over here is. Then they point out, according to the Nesfad, Avadi Megabrocha Gaimel. Chiddush Ein by Sakana. The Bnei Ashkenaz is a Shikul Das question over here. Those who want Taina, at the end of the day, you're Chilish by Sakono, says that Reuben, says that Zilberstein, Bnei Ashkenaz, don't make a bracha. Chayin Dargir and Ashkenaz. Atzad Hasheni, the Minchas Osher, and Moshe Shal Klein, they want Taina. Since we do not know exactly what's happening over here with Corona, you might get worse, might get better, and there's statistics that happen that people have gotten worse. And people won't be shocked if you get much worse, you get sick over here, be Matz Koch Nefesh. That's something that's dumb, you know, it's a flu, it's going away. We just don't know, lack of idea, and people have gotten worse. That's under the category of Lakshash Rokuk of B'koch Nefesh. Because we just don't know, and it has been happening, and people do get from Chalashay Maisakona to Yishboy Sakona. So maybe it's under the Lakshash Rokuk of B'koch Nefesh. And if they want time, you do make a bracha. Who like? Machalik Samung the Swarm, what to go do? People usually don't go first. People who have problem with machines go slowly. First couple of days they're bed rest and then they get worse. So since it's sad that people have a right to Mechal Shabbos if you have Corona, Mechal Shabbos Corona, because there is enough of a chance that people associate that you're getting worse through it, so maybe everyone's in the matzah of Koch Nefesh. Kenzai? Don't know? Ulai? The third level of some of the matzah of Kal, he just lost his taste, lost his smell over here. So, Apisvar Shabbos, you can argue the point and say, Lechora, no one was sick over here, just lost your senses over here, should be no bracha. Again, the Atheist wants to say the same point. We don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it'll get worse. That, I think, is very hard to hear. That command never happens. Usually, you have more than that. If you want Tani, do make a bracha. He says Friday. That command I never see. Testing positive, I think the other one's Tani, that's a lot of nothing. Again, even though even that you can argue the point. That mice, most people say that because the test was wrong. That's usually the reason what's happening. So the mice make a bracha on a test that usually is wrong. We don't seem to go do. The last thing over here in Siftes is that we think the case over here is Arba, four cases, and four Dafka Lav Dafka. So the Beis Yosef brings down the Orchis Chaim is calling the Moshem Tosfos, that anytime we give a number is Arba Dafka, and anything more than that you cannot make a bracha. Meister Mechaber brings it down, and the Bnei Svad says to be Machmor and Toim to make a bracha, Belishem Malchus. Fine, that's Bnei Svad. Atzad Hasheni, the Rivosh, he comes and says, no, it's four, these are examples, but anything that Machmor of the Sarkono, any situation, the Meister make case of a Goyimel. Therefore, that's how the Bush and the Bach and the Taz El Rabo words the Mishnebura Bechein Mistaver. Any case over here that's Sakono, loved after these four, you should make a case of a Brach over here. That means it comes out the Svardim Ashkenazim have a Kula and a Chumra. That means Negeta Mnei Ashkenaz is loved after these four. It's any case. However, when it's Negeta Holche Drachim, they're Mekel. Negeta Mnei Svard, they hold Holche Drachim, Nichol Negeta Holchem and Barius. However, they hold the case of after these four. Therefore, in the case of Holchei Drachim and the Sakono, Ashkenaz and Svad say the Maisi make a bracha. because each one mitzvah halachidu of him, one mitzvah in the sakana. Now, what defines sakana? That means the classic example, let's say a rock fell next to you, but not on you. A car almost hit you, just missed. In the case that it's not trying to get you, right? Just missed. What is that? Do you make a bracha, a gemel, you were saved? It almost, kamat, you moved away at the last moment. Right? The fact that the numerous cases discussed that Baruch Hashem, I was not wearing my pants, my wife put inside the washing machine, therefore I say a gemel. Oh no, I got out of it just in time. Do you say the mice I was saved? I was not there. But no, I have no shaykhis. It's not a matzav sakono. So, Be'etzem, there's a chai odo that the Mishmur brings down in Reshut Ches, but not the whole entire statement. Within the chai odo discussing, again, when a rock falls next to you, he said the person did not say she'os nisim. The Mishmur says, we don't say she'os nisim. It's not a nis, it's next to you. And so the chai odo, however, you say a goimol. Before chai odo, that a rock fell next to you, did not hit you, you say a goimol. Why? That's little together of sakono. Sakono. The shell is to read passing like this chayodom. You know, Mishmur left out those words. He said the one part of Shos Nisim, but not the case of a gemel. They point out that before Shmaral in the Simas Oilim and Siva Avoido, he says if you read the four cases of the Gemara, the case over here is we already were in the Yam. You already were in the Midbar, you already were a case of Chayla, you already were in a case of in jail. Not it would have happened. And anyone who says to make a brach on something that almost happened, he calls it a minik of Amaratsim. The Vadis. No, you were in Sakona then. Then you were in Sakona. Shos Nisim and Nes happened. In the case where not a Nes, again, not negate Shos Nisim. Case where something not Nisim, Adei Derech Hatevo, something almost hit you. Chayodim said the Maisi, you make a bracha Sakona. Maral, Maisi is very clear, this is not the way. How Maisi do we paskin? So the East, Sliazer, the Ashur, they say, they write, we pass the Loki Chayodim. They want me down. That's their advice this way. Moshe is discussing a case where the brakes in the car stopped working. He says no one's around, no one's in the corner. Just you pulled over, you stopped, whatever you swerved one way to another lane. Then Moshe, no problem. It was be'etzim no sakono. The brakes stopped working, and you went to the other lane. There's no cars around. It's 2 a.m. You never got to the matzah of a sakono. Scary, but not sakono over here. They voice in Mukhadashana, they want to go not like Chai Adam, or someone say what the Chai Adam over here means, you can argue the point, is they get involved, let's say a rock was thrown at you and it missed you. Is that different than the Chai Adam? Can the Chai Adam when a rock fell next to you? Let's say they're aiming for you. They're trying to get you. That means a guy is shooting a gun trying to get you, but it missed you. The object is throwing racks at you, but they missed you. They're trying to get you, and you moved away, and you dodged it. Or they just want to good at it. Is that a little bit different over here? Does someone limit the Chai Adam one time when they're aiming for you, trying to get you, and therefore the Kilis from the Torah, Ruben has a struggle Torah, and you wrote about what happened in the shul. Over there, some people fall back, there's a side entrance, a lot of people ran away. Those people who ran away, they say, well, nothing happened, they weren't in Sakona, they just ran away, nothing, they were not, or no, they want to get you, they try to get you, they're just too many people, and some ran away. What is that exactly? Something that Iraq is thrown upon you. Says that Shlomo Zalman, Iraq being thrown upon you, the Maisha don't make a bracha. Missed you. Maisha says, Yashim, says, it's a big rock, they try to get you, why not? It's an interesting question, a Shingle Das question. Someone said that's what the Chayadim over here means, is when they aim to get you, is that worse than the situation when it comes next to you? Another case, is by Miron. Also, do you make a bracha? So you spoke out last time, Negesh, Osnisim. That if you're in a matzav that Api Teva, you should have passed away, you make a bracha Shos Nisim. I mean, if you're being trampled upon, or if you're on the steps over there and you should have been squashed to death and you weren't, make Shos Nisim. Most people were not that way. They were just in the pile. They were in the group over there. Do you make a gemel over there? So they point out that it really depends. If there's a case over there that was a sakono, you could breathe, but there was a sakono. You're being pushed against one to another. Mokum sakono. You survived it. Shash Rochuk, you make a bracha. That means that people told me they're on the steps. One guy told me he was no sakona at all, he didn't even realize anything was happening. He was cautious, he was on top of everybody, he was breathing, no problem. So him, that's not sakona, he's fine. People left a moment beforehand, they're fine also. But people were in Shash Rochuk, you don't make a bracha, Shash Nisim, but might see make case of a gemel. That's what I'm saying. The last case is flying. Now, flying again. Sorry, should I stop?
No.
The last case over here is flying. So again, when he mentioned before in Dain Weiss, his story is you have no right to go flying matzav of sakon, putting yourself inside the matzav sakon, you cannot make a bracha. So either we'll go with the mahalach that it's not sakon, you can go fly, or we'll go with the mahalach over here that even if you put yourself matzav sakon, it still gives shrapa to Kodesh Baruch. Put the Dain Weiss to the side over here. The question really is, we went to the klum over here, we have a whole entire simon. We really can discuss flying in three different sugyas. Is it Sif Aleph? You're in the Yam. You flow over an ocean. Is it Sif Zayin? Hulkei Drachim. Is it Sif Tes? Nifal Negev Shas Sekundas. I mean, is it Aleph Zayin or Tes over here? So first, Negev Bnei Svad, they're very clear. Sif Zayin. Hulkei Drachim. 72 minutes, you make a bracha gaimon. Bi Omer, Dr. Yosef, very simple. There's Sif Zayin. Us, we do not hold of Hulkei Drachim, we only hold Hulkei Midvarius. The question is, are we Nifal in the category of either Sif Aleph or Sif Tes? What are we over here? Oh, Echnami, speaking less than 2 hours, you won't make a bracha. Won't. Unless over the Yam, they get about with another question. Echnami won't. Now, in the case over here, what's the sword to be machma and to make the bracha? So, first, the Izm Chayno, he's writing in the 1940s, 1950s, the Chaltas Yaakov, they want Taino that Nichol get of a Holtimid Barius. That's him flying himself is dangerous. The Swam, as Menader say, is in those days, in the 40s and 50s, today's mice is not dangerous. So let's put that sword to the side. The second sword, Chadnish, the stipler, you're passing over water. What's the difference if you're going on a boat in the water, or you're going on a flying boat? The boat's flying over here, but it's on top of water. Therefore, a person else adds all the liquids, things can happen. And therefore, Tikkun Rabbanon, again, nothing happened to you, everything was fine. Once all the liquids, Tikkun Rabbanon, make a brach over here.
Did you have a gesh on top of the river?
If it's all liquids, I don't think it's all liquids in the Gesher. Also, Yabosho. Another way of saying over, a third Svara, but Moshe Kamal says, what's the side of Yodayan? What's the concept of Yodayan? Why is it different in the case of Yabosho? Why the dry land different in the case of flying? One time when you're a person on dry land, when he's walking in a car, a caravan, whatever he's doing, take away the car, he's on land, no problem. Mashenki, when you're boat, take away the boat, you're where? In the ocean. So Be'etzim, you're Matzim Sakono, every single second, and the boat's saving you. So if you're flying in the air, you take away the airplane, where are you? Right, exactly. You're in Malvair. Not too safe. So what time the side of Yoida Yam is what? Be'etzim, every moment is making sure you're fine. So the same thing, it's a flying boat over here, that every moment is making sure you're fine. It's the side of Yoida Yam over here. This is your protection.
In the car at that speed,
another reason, you want time to be'etzim shkech zeiko. You have baya of siftes, maybe it's not shastikon over here. These are less swores, they want to say 40 minutes swores.
Why? On the highway, get bumped off.
No, it's again, it's not.
Yeah,
you take.
Yeah.
So, fine, Meister, these are the four reasons Meister why to make a bracha. It's not not to make a bracha, you say Meister's not shkech, it's not all liquids, it's not a case of kono. The Meister's idea of a mushy soid or strummer quotes over here and says a pelotum. To build out your side, what Chazal said of Yoda Yam, to make a chiddush halach out of it. It's also like plug over here to build more than that. The Mas Chiddush for Oikitho and Dain Weiss, we're talking about Mas Sakon over here. Therefore, that's the svaros we have been counting on. Well, yes, to make a bracha, not to make a bracha. The Meister, what to go do? The Moinam Meister makes a bracha. Chaznish, the Stipler, the Samareva, Ramosh and Chuva, Shlomo Zalman, the Yashitz, the Ezer, the Debatino, the Dominic Silver, Chodashonim, Nasha Klein, Vosner, Void. Atana Sheni. There's a tshuva by Kintara Balocho of Horowitz in 1954. He said he was in Schweiz and he met the Briskerov. And he asked the Briskerov over there, the Maisa, when you flew over here, did you make a bracha when you flew? He says, I'm not a Paisik. Well, the Maisa, I personally didn't make a bracha. Fine. So he's not a Paisik, but he personally didn't make a bracha. Maisa, Kidua, the Briskers, the Maisa, they don't fly. They don't make a bracha.
How long did you say
what?
How long did you say that?
He said, I don't make a bracha. Yaak Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva Tavadas, wrote down here, all held also not to make a bracha. I'm from Chaim Berlin. It's Kiddu and Chaim Berlin, the Maaseh no makes a bracha. You try to, they won't let you. Not only that, the Mashkiach of Chaim Berlin, whenever you're that seller, of Groner used to fly back from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, Everyone knows the first Shachris, he always davened by YLB, Yeshiva Brooklyn. Then when YLB knew why that was so, he lived right there because he's coming to get Aliyah to make a Gaimel for flying back over here. Otherwise, the Mashkiach at the time did not let him make a Gaimel in the Yeshiva itself. Therefore, he would never come for the first minion, only davened to YLB. So, Maisha, there are those. And people want not to make a Bracha Akiyuzer. Son of Shlishi, there are those. The Binah of the Belzer Rebbe, the Chalkis Yaakov, the Chazitzchok, the Tabachokma, that she was about. They end up saying the Maisa is a Mavucha. Mekan, Lekan, Mitzvahs, this way, that way. They end up saying to make a Bracha B'li Shem Malchus. I'm just not really clear what the idea of making a Bracha B'li Shem Malchus is exactly. See it all through the Simon over here. I'm not sure how to relate to it in a Loch Lamaisa. You really Yitzi a Bracha that way. That means, let's say you made the Bracha B'li Shem Malchus, then you have a Chiv afterwards. I'm not sure how to look upon it. I said the Mechavah says it. I'm not sure what it is exactly. I'm not sure what it is, how to look upon La Lofa. That means, let's say you made the bracha B'li Shem Malchus, then everyone tells you, a body of Chiyuv to make a bracha. Does that first bracha really count or not? So, your benchmate disagreed with you, Rabbi Mel. He was arguing with you, I'm not sure how to look at it. I'm not sure what it is then. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Yesh Lord, I'm not clear. The Maisa, I've never seen anyone say, Be'ez HaGaymul B'li Shem Malchus, but they would tell me, Davin Bells, I see it all the time. Fine, I never done bells, never seen it. But the Maisa, they tell me that's what they do. So, the Maisa, we have these different hoggers. Now, you have to realize, what I said until now is basically when you fly over water. You really have to divide flying up to flying over dry land. That means, let's say you go from Chicago to New York. As far as I know, there's no ocean over there, there's no desert over there. Chicago to New York takes a while to fly. Do you make a Birchta Gaimel? So again, there are those who say, yeah, Chaim Dol Lishitosli says, you make a bracha. When Moshe Lishitosli says, it's not the Yisoid of a Yam, it's the Yisoid of Yoyda Yam, that there, if you take away the airplane, it's dangerous. So then Moshe, you make a bracha even over the Abashur. Yibya Lishitosli says, you make a bracha because it's 72 mis. Each one Lishitosli says, you make a bracha. Maisa, most place can come in the Yisoid of flying is beside Yoyda Yam passing over the water. Therefore, that Hogan Numis Paiskim, the Stipler, the Metzino, Sliazel, the Ashram, Ashkoim, Sharmim, and Kodashani, all they say no. Dafka over Yam, over water, over the Atlantic Ocean, the Mediterranean, then you make a bracha. Otherwise, the fact that you went Chicago to New York, then Maisa is only a case of Yabosho, the Maisa not to make a bracha. Maisa, what to go do? Blow the Sugi now, as far as Mikhailakam. Each one has their reason, the Bakar, Nanar Pashto, whatever your Messiah is, the Maisa keep your Messiah. The Moin Am. What?
Flights
are fun. Again, Moinam is not to be worried about
that. Take a helicopter, right? What about skydiving?
A helicopter depends who's far going with. Maisa, the Ulam usually does not make a brach from Chicago to New York. If you go like a Moshe, you'll have a good question. Not clear.
Skydiving?
Not clear.
Skydiving?
Here. No, no. But Maisa, no, Pash, each one has a Messiah, different clothes to work out over here. And Be'ez Hashem on Sunday, we'll go through a simon, next simon, the Reish Chof over here. Also, maybe go through some of the cases in the Sugyo. There are interesting cases about things that need Shmiro, things that are Marach Yomim, things that are Makatsi Yomim. Maybe also go through those in the Yomim in the Sugyo.
A high fever.
Slotho. When you get to a high fever, is that they're being down in a 38.5, they have a right to Mechal Shabbos. If you have no right to Mechal Shabbos, less than that. Even the get to Corona, those one time if you have a high fever, they're right to Mechal Shabbos. 38.5, it's not. You make it otherwise, not. High fever, that's Kroch Nefesh. Oh, yeah, Zaidi, yeah, go ahead.